Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wednesday, September the 18th, but I'm going to tell you what, before you know it, in the blink of an eye, it's going to be time to get on a plane and head to see Grandma and so forth. If the Carpenters would ever start singing here, you know where I'm going with this. We're joined by our friend, Henry Hartefelt. There you go. Travel industry analyst at Atmosphere Research Group, travel industry market research firm. How you doing, Henry?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm well. How are you?
Good, sir. Good to talk to you as always. Tell me what's going on with Boeing and a strike.
Yes, sir. So last Friday, Boeing and one of its largest labor unions representing approximately 33,000 Boeing employees in the Seattle, Washington area and in Portland, Oregon, went on strike. The company had proposed a new contract. The Teamsters union approved that. They took it to the membership. 96% of the membership voted against the contract. 95% voted to strike. So there is a lot of deep-seated anger and resentment on the part of the employees who haven't had a new contract since 2008, and they clearly want something better than the one Boeing had proposed.
What kind of money do people that assemble aircraft make? Henry, do you know?
You know, these are good paying jobs, Tommy. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but these are jobs that are for trained professionals and reflect it. The problem is that these workers haven't had a meaningful raise in 16 years, and they believe that they are due that raise and that they should be paid considerably more. Boeing had proposed an increase that would have averaged 25% increase over 4 years. The workers want something closer to 40% over that four-year time frame.
So
today, the two sides are sitting down to restart negotiations.
So how important is this to the people that travel? And I remember seeing all of these, looks like they're green jets, or those Boeing jets that are on the assembly line being made before they're painted. Is that what I saw, Henry?
Correct. So those planes that you're seeing have this, I think it's called a zinc chromate coating over them. That is to protect the bare metal until it can be primed and painted for airline use. The planes that are Boeing does have some management workers who will try to get some of these airplanes built, but they're not going to get very many built. During the last strike in 2008, they built only 10 airplanes a month. Right now, Boeing is building about 24 737 MAX jets a month. That's the product that's most affected. For travelers, there's really no direct impact right now. What I am worried about, though, is if this strike lasts 50 days or so, which 50 days was the length of the last one, that means it's going to take Boeing a few months to recover. They've already been struggling to get new airplanes delivered to airlines. What I'm worried about is Boeing and the airlines fall further behind for next summer 2025 travel. I know we're just winding up summer 2024, but these planes take a long time to get built, and the airlines need them to take us all the places we want to go.
So when you say the management is going to try to get some of these jets built, and when you consider the trouble that Boeing has had, trying to get these jets built is not a phrase that I think a lot of people want to hear. You with me, Henry?
I am, Tommy. So look, first, let me clarify that only qualified management workers are going to be allowed to work on the aircraft. And I'm unclear how many of those employees Boeing has. These are non-union management members who may have worked on the line before, kept current with their certifications and so on. So these are people who have the capability to build the airplanes. But as you said, you know, you need you want to be sure that these planes are being built by the right people. And Boeing is not going to let any airplane go out of its factory right now, especially with the FAA sitting over it, that does not meet the expected level of safety.
This may be a dumb question, Henry, but you know it's never stopped me before. Do they build these planes on spec or do they build them for order? I would think for order, right? It's not like a car
showroom. You are correct, Tommy. So, right. So during a time like this, Boeing actually has a big backlog of orders for the 737 MAX airplane. And so right now they are building airplanes that have been ordered by airlines all over the world, as well as the companies that lease the airplanes to airlines. So you're not, it's not like a real estate developer where they're building a house on spec and hoping someone comes along to buy it.
I know when it comes to the car business, floor plan, which is the financing of the vehicles, is a big factor. So I can only imagine what that would be with jets. Who is Boeing competing against for the worldwide market, and are they likely to lose any business to that competitor, whoever it is, as a result of this strike?
You know, Tommy, Boeing's primary competitor is Airbus, which builds a very wide range of aircraft from planes that seat as few as roughly 110 people to wide-body jets that can seat roughly 400. Airbus has been winning orders away from Boeing, not only because of airlines' concern over the problems with the 737 MAX, but production problems with Boeing's 787 Dreamliner, which is built in Charlotte, or outside of Charlotte. I'm sorry, it's built outside of Charleston, South Carolina. Airbus, though, is sold out. And so if the Boeing strike lasts a long time, we may see some airlines trying to shift. But Airbus doesn't have any room to build more planes. So airlines are really stuck.
I appreciate your time, as always, Henry. You have to come back and talk about holiday travel before too long, all right?
Absolutely.
Pleasure, as always. You bet. Henry Hartefeldt, travel industry analyst, Atmosphere. At Atmosphere Research Group, travel industry market research firm. We first saw him on CBS Evening News. He had a big New Orleans poster on his wall, so we called him, and he's been a good friend ever since. We'll be back, find out what Newell's got planned for us today here on WWL.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.